Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking with Jim Zarenda today on SOS Radio, and he's the director of the Nevada Department of Corrections. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So we're throwing a party for children who have incarcerated parents on the 14th. And this is an amazing opportunity because it brings a lot of options for reconciliation for families after time in prison.
That is correct. And, you know, when you look nationally on successful states, successful cities that are releasing offenders back into the community, the number one success rate comes from support services from the community and their families. So that's what I'm trying to stress with everybody in the Department of Corrections. We got to try to do better to get these inmates to be more successful when they go out into our communities. Because when I release offenders into the community, the first thing I think of is this person better off going back into the community before they came to me? Because that will mean less victimization going out in our community. I got to do everything I could that's possible to reduce that victimization in the communities to make my family safe, my friends safe, and our community safe. So what I do, I look around the country. I try to get different, not only programs, but success stories from other states to see what helped you or what helped your state to reduce crime, reduce victimization. And one of the common criteria that people keep putting back to me is they have to have some type of support when they go back into communities. And what better support is it than the family? If you could get the family educated, get the family the tools and resources from the community to help their loved ones when they're being released back into the community, what a safer place we're going to have down the road. And I mean, that's the biggest goal we got to face for ourselves.
Yeah, and regardless of what people think about those who have felonies on their record, roughly 80% of people who are in prison today are going to be back in our society at some point. And they're going to be living in our neighborhoods. Their kids are going to be going to our schools. They're going to be working alongside us in the job force. And, you know, the reconciliation part of this is really important.
That's exactly what I keep on stressing. And 80% is actually a little low. We have a little over 80% of our population were sentenced between 1 year and less than 20. So what that means is that we have about 12,000 offenders that's right today that are going to be released right into our own communities between now and the next 20 years. This actually comes down to about 16 years when you talk about parole eligibility and everything else. So that's a lot of offenders if there's never an arrest again in the entire state. 12,000 are going back right into our community. And that's where I have these offenders under my care that I can actually start figuring out how to give them the tools, how to educate them, how to provide best practices that I know are going to change their behavior, their addictions, and be able to give them the resources when they get out in the community so they're not victimizing us again. And I'll tell you, there are states that have done this. There's states like New York State compared to Florida. I mean, you look at it today, New York State 10 years ago, their population in prison was about 56,000. When you looked at Florida 10 years ago, their population was about the same, which was 60. The New York State went to providing resources, tools, family support, community support to those offenders going back into community, and their population actually dropped 8,000 inmates over the last 10 years,
wow,
which meant millions and millions of dollars they were able to give back to the cities and to their school systems by not putting these offenders back in prison. When you look at Florida, their population doubled almost exactly. They're just a hair under 120,000 inmates. They had to build 17 different prisons around the state, which costs hundreds of millions of dollars that they had to take from the school system and in the communities to be able to build them, when all they had to do was is to go into programming and family and community support to be able to get people more successful.
We're talking with Jim Zarenda today at SOS Radio, and he's the director of the Nevada Department of Corrections. And Director Zarenda, when you were asked to lead the Nevada Department of Corrections about a year or two ago, your team came in with a completely different vision on how to change the hearts of men and women. And it starts from day one now, which was different from before, where it was more focused on the correction part of it, right?
That is exactly true. When you're talking about addictions and behavior issues, you can't wait until the last minute when even 6 months, 1 year before an offender is going back out in the community. It really has to start changing behaviors and habits the second we receive them. And that's where our whole goal and my whole existence for this department, to try to change those behaviors quickly so that the inmates can actually get into good habits, change behaviors, whether it's anger issues, whether it's addictions, whether it's mental health, try to get the treatment, try to get them on the right path of behavior so that when they get into the community, we can continue the exact same behavior. The big goal is making sure all these other services in the community, health and human services, the addiction service programming, all these services that are in the community are following the direction of what we're doing in corrections so that we can continue that good behavior when they get in the community so they're not victimizing us, not robbing, stealing, going to try to find more drugs so they can feed a habit. Those things have to change now, so that the good habits can continue when they get in the community with the wraparound services. And that will happen, and we'll see the great benefits and the effects of that down the road when crime rates with these individuals decreases, which means our people in the community are not being victimized.
We're talking with Jim Zarenda today on SWS Radio, and he leads the Nevada Department of Corrections. And you've worked as a jail lieutenant. You've worked on gang task forces. And you've seen some of the best of humanity through the process. And, yeah, I'm sure you've seen some of the toughest, too. But how do you keep a soft heart for people when you're exposed to so many extremes?
You know what's funny? It's not really keeping a soft heart for the offenders. I'm keeping a soft heart for the community. I see what releasing offenders into the community can do to our community. They can devastate a community. And if I have the option and the possibilities of changing those inmates' behaviors before they go into community, I will feel a lot better with my family being here. I can see that there's things around the country that I've studied through ASCA, which is an Association of State Correctional Administrators, of programs that have been proven to reduce victimization in the community. And It'd be neglectful of me if I don't do that in this department, because we've already seen around the country it will work. These inmates can change behaviors. Not all of them, and I understand that. There's difference in the lives of these individuals, the environment, the economics, all this plays a factor. But if I have the possibility of somehow reducing some of that behavior going out so that they don't victimize, then I have to do that, because I'm going to feel better living in a community where they're being released. And what I did too last year, I bulleted out all the offenders. I'm from Las Vegas. I bulleted out all the offenders from Las Vegas that were being discharged into Las Vegas in 1 year. And it was astronomical of how many offenders were being released everywhere. And that just shows you, don't think your community is not getting these offenders back into your town or your area or your block or even next door. They are. And I have to do something to be able to change that behavior so they don't victimize you.
Yeah. We're throwing a Christmas party coming up on the 14th for children who have parents who are incarcerated. And many of these are on the tail end of their prison sentence. And the children often are the ones that are the victims. The children are often the ones that feel forgotten during Christmas. And we've seen the stats that say a lot of children who have incarcerated parents have a high probability of going to prison themselves if we don't intervene and if our community doesn't love and serve them, right?
That is exactly true. And I'll tell you, the Christmas party that they're putting on for these releasing offenders with their families plays two roles. One of them is to connect the offender, because they're going home very shortly back into their family, to be able to reconnect them so that they get these good relationships and support from each other. But also, it's also going to help those offenders' family members. If their children are not getting the support from their fathers, they're not getting support from their mothers, that plays a big deal as well for future down the road of what's going to happen with these kids when they get older. They need the support too. So we're hoping that, which we've seen last year, that it does play a factor in giving the offender being released support, but also the family members, so that they can stay together as a family and be able to know what is the really morals, what's good for the family, and helping each other to get through tough times. And it really does work. So I'm excited about them. Hope for Prisoners doing this again this year. I really think it's going to bring people together, but it's also getting community service programming inside with them to help them and guide them through the steps with getting back out into the community.
So, Director Zarenda, why do you think children who have incarcerated parents have such a high probability of going to prison themselves one day if we as a community don't intervene?
you're going to have these offenders going back in the community. These offenders have families. They do have children. They do have a lot have spouses or significant others they're returning to. They are the guidance that has to happen to help the family get through everything. And if we could teach the offenders when they're leaving that their past was bad, that their addictions have to change, they could also help with teaching their kids as well good behaviors, teaching them, I went down a bad route. This is a bad thing that happened to me, and I can't let this happen to you, and I got to show you that, you know, there are better options out there, and there is a possibility of not going down the route of going, getting incarcerated and going through the process like happened to me. So it really does help. It's helping the families get that connection, and it's really giving those kids some guidance. They really need the mentor. If they don't have a father mentor or a brother mentor, it really does play a big impact on their future.
You know, Director Zarinda, as you've worked in the Department of Corrections throughout your career, what have you learned about the balance between accountability and grace?
You know, what really changed a lot of my thinking process and showing results is when I really was working in New York City in the jail system, we were discharging 1,400 inmates into the community every single day. The last year I was there, we took in about 120,000 new commits. And it is amazing of what you can actually do to reduce those numbers by how you connect those services in the community and what we do in the prison system. And I started seeing that. I started really seeing the effects and reducing numbers. And it started really feeling good that I played an impact in reducing crime. I played an impact in reducing victimization to my family and friends. And I'll tell you, it's a great feeling. And that's what I want to get here. I want to show the public. I want to show my family. I'm going to make it safer by how we operate in the prison system. And it's going to release offenders back in the community better from when I got them in the beginning. And I'm going to show that I can reduce crime in the community. And I'll tell you, it's going to happen. People will see it. I'm not naive to think everybody's going to change, but I know I can make some impact. And that's huge.
That is huge. We're talking to Jim Zarinda. He's the director of the Nevada Department of Corrections on SOS Radio. And the Hope for Prisoners party we had last year was powerful. Not only did we get to see a lot of families reconciling, having a meal together, you know, dads chasing their kids around the coffee table, playing with trucks and cars, but some of these men and women actually got to see their kids for the first time. I remember David, when he went into prison, his wife Yesenia was pregnant, but he had actually never held his fourth child.
You know, you have to give the offenders some hope. They have to see that what their impact is going to make on a family member if they commit some crimes or go back to addictions. That's important to make sure their success happens. And I'll tell you, I hate to word it like it's a party because these are still incarcerated inmates. They are still under my care. However, they're going home very shortly. I mean, less than 6 months, they're going to be back with their families. And if we don't show them that they have something to lose, that they don't have these people relying on them, their kids, their family, you're not going to get the results of those individuals being discharged, not wanting to go back to those bad habits that they had in the past. And it does help. And it I hate to word it, like I said, as a party, but it's really just connections. It's a Christmas connection that's going to get these family members back together because they're going to be released to them in the next few months.
Well, we're collecting gift cards for these children who have incarcerated parents all this week. We're hoping you drop them off by Monday at about 5 o'clock at our SWS Radio studios. We have our address over at SWSradio.net. We're also going to be doing stockings and gifts for these kids. We're talking to Jim Zarinda. He's the director of the Nevada Department of Corrections. And this is a unique connection because this event takes place at Casa Grande, which is a transitional prison facility. Now, well, this is the mess hall where these guys actually eat their meals normally, but we're decking this out for Christmas and we're bringing in families. This is going to be fun.
Yes, it will. And you know, we got to also remember the family is also a victim of that inmate. And those kids are victims of their father or their loved ones. And we got to stop that victimization. We got to reconnect them now. They're going to see them soon, and we got to stop that victimization going on now and let those kids also know that they have hope with bringing their families back together. And they're so excited about it as well. We receive a lot of letters from the children especially after last year's event, and saying what a great thing it was bringing their family back together again.
So what excites you most about opportunities like this?
Well, the biggest thing is I know how it's going to reduce victimization out there. And I'll tell you, those are the numbers that I look at. It's hard to say that it's recidivism, because a lot of these offenders we're discharging also are not from Nevada, so I can't see if they get reincarcerated somewhere else. So the recidivism rates aren't really accurate. But of those offenders that actually live in our communities, seeing them not coming back is such a blessing. That is means that we are not being victimized again. We're going to prevent this. We're going to work together with everybody we can to make sure that these offenders are successful, because that means that our families are safer.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.